I'm going to try to obey as best I know how, because I just opened the Bible to Luke 19, and here we are. And what I'm seeing is the triumphal entry, which is in verse 28, but he's pressing me to kind of let that out so that you'll get a clue about what he is facing in the midst of his emotions. Because this is the highlight that's happening to him, and his expectations are probably now being overwhelmed. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden." Anybody know there's what is less, or rather, what is more stubborn than a donkey? His child that's never bitten. Oh, well, that's not nice. I'll cancel that.
I meant that was straight up love. I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I quit.
Notice that it was never ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, "Why are you untying it?" tell him, "The Lord needs it." Now, does that imply that the Lord needs us even if we're stubborn?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Okay? Hallelujah, because some of us are stuck with a little bit of stubbornness. A lot of stubbornness depends. Okay? "Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them." Word of knowledge, right? "As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.'" So the Holy Ghost was already advertising ahead. "They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it." Put Jesus on it. He didn't get on by himself.
Mm. Oh.
That's interesting. Never noticed that before.
They put... Do you know why he didn't like to be the focus? Amen?
He said 35.
I still don't get it. And what am I missing? I'm not getting it. I'm really not getting it.
35. "They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus. They threw their cloaks or their capes on the colt and put Jesus on it." You would not consider this. This is the crowd working. This is those that love him and had had miracles. And they want that demonstration coming down the parade. Because they know there's a parade coming in. Okay? 37. "When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen." This is his people, those that recognize that he's there, that he is the Messiah, they've already felt it, they know it's him, and they are happy, and he's happy. But he's also aware of the crowd looking on. He's also aware of the Pharisees in the background with their dark plan. Got it? "Blesses the king who comes in the name of the Lord." Well, when he was born, they knew he was a king. And so did the king knew that there was a king that had been born, because three kings showed up. Right or wrong? Mm-hmm. And the vicious king wanted all those boys killed. Why?
He wanted to be king.
He wanted to remain to be the king. He wanted the only king. I am the only king of Israel. But he didn't last long, did he? Mm-hmm. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Look at the jealousy showing up. Verse 40 is very important. I tell you, he replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." What is going on? The preparation for the new year. I believe you're going to see such a yell going out by the believers as they watch what's been prepared for 2018. I believe that the stones will cry out, and they're the living stones. We are what? The house of prayer? Yes? We are one building, one temple. Yes?
Yes.
For all nations. This nation is now being what? The focus of the world. Because we've got a man that's not afraid to say America first. And I'm not agreeing with everything that this man does, because some of it doesn't make sense. But that's not my problem. That's God's problem. Amen? My job is it, as I'm pressed to obey and to intercede for him, I do. And do I intercede for others? Yes. But he is the leader right now that's being watched. And I'll be honest with you, I'm watching some of those dead stones start coming to life. There's a transition going on. Verse 41, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept. So was he without emotion. Okay, you crybabies. Say, I've got one that already gave me the example. He wept over the city. He knew what was going to happen. Even if it was a parade of joy. By his disciples. His disciplined ones. They were on the job. Lifting him up. And I can lift him up today. Even if some don't approve. Or can't figure me out. Hallelujah. He wept over the city. And now there's a joyful shout about Jerusalem becoming the capital of the nation. Go back to 41. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes." So it wasn't the time, was it? Is it hidden today? "The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment." He's prophesying. "Against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls." 70 AD, it happened. "They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming." To you. The demonic spirits had blinded the officials of the city. 45. Jesus at the temple. He makes it, right? On that donkey all the way. "Then he entered the temple area and began driving out those who were selling. It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple, But the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet, they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his words. I believe that many things that have been prepared for 2018 will start blossoming. And the things that you and I could never figure out, because truthfully, without revelation, we're not that smart. When we get a revelation and we get a word from the Lord, and he's got it, is really the truth. He's got the plan for 2018. He's manifesting through his people the ways of his spirit. He's manifesting through the church many things that he's prepared. And we have a tendency to go back and look at the old to see a pattern, and then we try to make it fit tomorrow. Just pray in the spirit right now. See, what I sense in my spirit right now is that what you and I have perceived from examples of the past will outweigh everything that you have ever conceived about 2018, because it's going to be an out-of-the-box year. It's going to be a year where God will do his utmost and show the world his abilities and his strengths and his power through his church. It is a time for the church to arise where heights Amen. Have not Amen. Yet been able to be attained. My great-grandson grabbed his little truck, a little tiny fire truck yesterday, brought it to me, but he said this one is not good enough. So he went all the way down to the basement to come back with one that had a super high ladder, and he put it against the house that was one of his sister's toys, and it gave me an example, and I could see the fire flaming on top of the house, and I believe that's what's going to happen. The house has started to be on fire, and it started around that altar, and it's going to spread right through the roof. In Jesus' name, it shall be. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Yes, dear.
I wanted to share one other thing that the Lord brought to me. In my conversation the other day with my granddaughter, I said to her something of